Good afternoon. Like I read before, I'm going to be talking about how like our ancestry and Jesus' ancestry. So first I'm going to read from Genesis 1, 26 through 27. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. This is saying that all humans have the image of God. And therefore, because of his lineage, Jesus is in the image of God. But then also he is God. So next, I'll be reading from John 5. 22 through 23, and I read this got read during my class today. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, and that may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. This is saying that Jesus is human, but he has the power of judgment, and it's basically saying, if you honor one, you honor both of them, and so it's more of saying that they're more of the same person, but not at the same time. And next, I'll be reading from Hebrews 1 through 4. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times in various ways, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. This is saying that God gave Jesus the heir, being the heir of all things. And it's also saying that he purified the sins once you are baptized, and so it's also more saying that he's more, he is, it's, like, more, it's also saying that he is God. And so, I'm going to read from Philippians, two, Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Relationships with one another, have the same mind as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself and by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and in heaven and on earth under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus made himself a servant and he became obedient to everything and he humbled himself, so that he could die on the cross and purify our sins. And 9 through 11 is saying that he is God again for like the third time in a row. And